Wow. It has, sorry for that. It has been a while since I have recorded just an audio podcast like this. I guess it's been since the Sam Smith audio show days, which now, I mean, you know, what was it, last year or the year before last, I switched it to Nerds Incoming. I'm actually creeping up on almost 2 years of Nerds Incoming. And God, I don't even know how many years of the podcast. It's, you know, been an amazing adventure and learning experience through all of these years, and multiple ups and downs and planning and erasing and starting over and revisioning, and you know, it really has been a lot of fun. And you know, the podcast started out, I want to tell about how, like, I want to talk about the podcast starting from the Sam Smith audio show, where I just recorded off my phone like I'm doing now, sitting in a shed, just recording and talking pretty much about whatever I wanted. And I look back at how meditative and relaxing and fun, just all around just fun it was to just talk to my phone, and just record my thoughts and stuff like that. And it started out with just recording my thoughts like a, you know, like a memoir, you know, like a spoken memoir. And then I started posting it as a podcast on a completely different platform. I don't even know if this is even still available, or like if it's even still out there, but it was on, oh man, I can't even remember the platform that I originally posted the original very first raw episodes that I did. It's on some like random off the wall, like old podcasting, like, you know, platform, kind of like Spotify, but it has nothing but podcasts and stuff. And you know, of course, it's probably not being used anymore today, but somewhere out there in the void is me rambling at probably one of the lowest points in my life back then. And work was slow, work was in and out. I was trying to start my own business at that time, and it started out with me just, that's what I was talking about a lot back then, was landscaping and the journey of me starting my lawn care and landscaping business. And I just really loved talking about it I really loved talking about the new things going on in that field, because I did it for so long. I did it for like 15 years, you know? And I just have always enjoyed talking, and like, people have told me that I have a unique story, but you know, it's hard for me to see that sometimes. And you know, I don't want to be too vain, and you know, as to say that I do have a unique story, I would say that it could be very unfortunate at times. But you know, I'm here and I'm still doing my thing, and I'm doing good. I can say that. And yeah, it's time for me to just get back to doing what I enjoy, and that's giving people the raw, unedited version of my thoughts through a podcast, which here I am. I'm sitting in my garage currently in a blue leather chair. That is a very old leather chair that I have brought with me whenever I moved out of my house where I had the studio for season two. And so I did an entire season, and the seasons last spanned out over a year's time with usually about 10 or 12 episodes. So they never have been long episodes or consistent episodes, I would say. The original content, I think some of them were about, you know, 6 minutes, 7 minutes, you know. And I would end it, you know, so I'd be ending it right about now back then, you know, because I was still finding my voice and thing and learning, like, you know, where what I feel comfortable talking about and subjects that I feel comfortable talking with, you know. And I don't feel like I have a certain subject that I ever try and focus on, as far as like, you know, focusing on one sole subject. Or one subject in itself, whereas I tend to think about so many things constantly. My mind switches back and forth, so I can have several things that I want to talk about within a matter of minutes, and so that can be difficult at times. And sometimes it can be hard to process, and I think that's what causes, like, it kind of tends to, you know, overwhelm me sometimes. And I'm learning to cope with that and try and, you know, do like breathing exercises and stuff like that to try and calm down my mind. And you know, focus on one thing at a time, or try to. But when I'm podcasting, I can just let loose, I feel like, and just, you know, vocalize my thoughts on, you know, multiple subjects of whatever I want, pretty much, or just, you know, whatever's on my mind at the time, whatever, you know. And it's really beneficial, you know, in a lot of ways, you know. But yeah, finding your voice, that can be a difficult thing. And you know, and there's nothing wrong with those short video, or I didn't do video. I didn't do videos for like 2 years. It was like season three or season four before I started doing videos. I can't remember. I might have had a couple of like videos, like clips or something for season two. I might have had like some clips for Instagram, I think, or things like that, but I don't think that I had like full length video episodes at the at for a long time, at least 2 years for sure that I know of, that I went with just audio. What that's why it was called Sam Smith Audio Show, because it was originally only meant to be audio. So it wasn't even meant to have the video, much less the live streaming. So I think I strayed too far away from myself, and I kind of lost my voice there for a while because I didn't know what I would get on stream, and it's like, fuck, I don't know what to talk about, you know? And I don't know, for some reason, I felt a pressure just knowing that I'm live and people can pop in and out and shit like that. And it's just like, you know, I don't know. I'd rather, like, you know, be able to edit and stuff like that before I release stuff. I don't know. It's more comfortable, obviously. I think that's natural. I mean, you know, I'm just not used to live streaming. It's just, it's a lot of fun, but god damn, that community can be vicious. It's like, and you know, I don't know, I'm pretty you know, laid back guy for the most part, you know what I mean? I don't do good with, like, you know, yeah, I just want to chill most of the time. So, you know, I don't know. It's just not my thing, you know? They're just too, I mean, they're driven people. I will say that. They're very, it's a very driven community, and stuff. And I'm not gonna just like disappear from it. I'm just not gonna do it as much. And I'm not really, it's not really a big thing for me, you know? That's why I can stream stuff like, I'm not limited to what I stream because I'm not really taking my live stream seriously, honestly. I mean, I take my podcast more seriously than my live stream. This is what I enjoy more than live streaming right here, is just sitting down and talking and relaxing and enjoying myself. And you know, it just is what it is, you know, and it's no pressure. It's comfortable. I'm in my element. I'm in my own zone, and I can process my thoughts more clearly because I don't have that pressure of knowing that I'm live. I don't have that pressure of knowing, like, I can't go back and edit this, so I can't fuck it up. Like, there's no editing it. You know, people just see it how it is, raw. And this podcast right here, I'm probably not going to have to edit much because I'm doing my fair share of talking in this episode, and I'm doing my fair share of rambling in this episode. And hey, there you go. There's the title for this episode, The Ramble. So I think, okay, no, I had an episode, it was called The Rant. And The Rant got some of the most plays at that time period. And I was, at one point, that episode, I remember at one point, for a long time, it was the most played episode that I had, and I was so proud of it. And it was just me ranting about shit that I didn't like. And I was like, I can't believe people actually listen to that. And I knew it was toxic, because I was drinking whenever I did it, and I was like, it was just, it, people still went to it, and so I just posted it under comedy, and I just posted it under comedy, and I was like, people have got to be like, no one's listening to the rant and taking it seriously. No one's like, I hope no one's listening to it. And like, you have like, and being like, yeah, that's, I feel that, like, I don't know. I listen to it now and I'm like, Jesus Christ, I cringe, honestly. At my original episodes, I fucking cringe. And it just is what it is. And that's part of the growing experience. Is you see the old content, you see what worked, you see what didn't work, you see, and that gives you an idea of the audience that you're building, and it gives you an idea of what that audience likes and dislikes, and so it allows me to try and focus in on that audience, and I guess now I'm having to rebuild my audience because I kind of neglected everything for so long that now, I let my podcast die so I could move to Twitch for the podcast and then post the episodes of the podcast to YouTube. And for a long time, I stopped posting the episodes to the podcast platforms, the OG platforms, to just giving people the raw audio footage or the raw audio, tracks and stuff so people can listen to it on their way to work or while they're working or while they're doing dishes or laundry around the house or whatever it may be that they're doing at the time. They can pop in some headphones and they can just listen to me bullshit. and I thank you for that. But it just, I neglected it for a long time, so now I have to rebuild my audience. And here, the past few months, I've been neglecting all of it for a long time because of several reasons. And I have just decided to say fuck it. And some things that have happened in the past, I just say fuck it. I own my shit and I move on. And you know what? I go about my content and everything, as myself. Without any changes to my character, except positive ones, an improvement. So not only do I come back as myself, but I come back as my best self, the best me. I'm making a comeback as the best me to come back into the podcasting world. And that's all that I can do right now is just try and give my authentic voice and my authentic thoughts as unedited and, raw and, honest as I possibly can to my audience and stuff. and honestly, I don't think I've went back and I've listened and I've watched a lot of my stuff from the past. And honestly, I'm now kind of against taking and cutting out all of the quiet parts or the parts where I pause for a minute or get silent for a minute, because I think when you take away those pauses and things like that, you have this continuous talking that's kind of an unrealistic tone, because it's human, it's natural to stop and think for a second about what you're going to say next. It's, you know, kind of taking away the, you know, it's just more engaging, I feel like. It just shows the, you know, it shows that you're human a little bit more, you know, whenever, you know, like, I'm not gonna polish up my podcast so much to where it's like I have these unique talking abilities that I don't feel like that I actually have, and I don't want to make it sound as if I do through over editing and, you know, things like that. I'd rather you guys be able to hear my pauses and hear my little silent, you know, intervals throughout my conversations and stuff, you know. You know, I'd rather you guys hear me in the most natural way that I can possibly deliver, my thoughts. And I do smoke quite a bit of, reefer, you know, but so I have been pretty baked this episode, sitting out here talking to y'all. I'm sure you've heard my lighter a few times. That's what I'm doing. But thank God for medical cannabis, you know, or whatever entity you believe in. Yeah. The world is just a crazy place, isn't it? You know, I think it's crazy how some streamers and some content creators like to try and build a name for themselves, trying to tear other people apart. And I know that I'm an easy target because I have, I'm on the spectrum, and so, you know, I've been diagnosed with Asperger's was my diagnosis from the doctor. And so I know people can, I know some people, like, I'm an easy target in a lot of ways. And I know that, you know, like, people have been, like, one person accused me of botting. And I was like, I don't even know how to set up a fucking bot. I just play this game constantly, or I used to play it constantly. Like, I used to put in, like, you know, 6 hours a day into this fucking one game, you know, at one point. So I've gotten really good over the years, you know. But, you know, it is what it is. And I'm used to people misinterpreting, like, you know, what I say, or, like, because sometimes I don't know, like, sometimes I have a hard time finding the words for, you know, to express what's on my mind, and to articulate my thoughts and stuff, whenever I'm talking. But whenever I'm thinking about stuff in my head, I can think about stuff clearly, and it's like everything makes sense. And then whenever I try to talk about it, it comes out as just like a big pile of shit, you know? And a lot of times I have to write things down. And so maybe that's what I should start doing from now on with this next run of episodes. I don't want to fully commit and say that I'm gonna do another season this year. I don't know, because I really want to focus on my backpacking adventures and my exploring content for YouTube. Just because that's me. I love adventure and, you know, the unknown and things like that, you know. Like, I'm planning on possibly doing a Mardi Gras vlog, a good one. Last year rained really hard and it was cold and rainy and wet. And I think there was a shot of me smoking a joint in a porta potty. I swear to God. It's because it was raining outside and all my shit was wet. All my vlogging gear was fucking wet. My phone was fucking wet. My ring light was fucking soaked. I don't know how my electronics and all of my vlogging gear held up. You know, and I use my cell phone for vlogging, and I have a whole bunch of accessories that go onto my cell phone. So I have a better microphone, I've got a ring light, I've got all kinds of shit, lenses, and like wide-angle lenses and stuff for the camera, you know, and like all kinds of shit, you know. And I'm like, this rain, I just knew something was going to get fucked up in the rain, you know. And nothing did. Everything stayed intact and stuff. But I did break some shit whenever I did my last backpacking trip. And it was fine, though, because it was time to get new vlogging gear. Because the stuff that got broke, I mean, it served its purpose. Let me just say that. That tripod and stuff and that phone clip and all of the shit that accidentally got broke on the backpacking trip, it served its purpose many times over. And it was well over time to get new stuff, to get new vlogging gear and stuff. But I have new vlogging gear, so I might do a Mardi Gras stream if I can get down there. But I'm gonna try, but I don't know for sure if it will happen, but I'm definitely gonna try. And you know, it's gonna be a lot of fun. And, I can't wait. But I am, gonna call it a night and hit the rack. And I will talk to you guys the next time I do a live stream. So check out Nerds Incoming at all the places. Take it easy. Peace.